Somebody was asking me this morning, if you are bringing an offering, it's a joyous event, why do you not cut your hair, not get married, and everything? What's sad about it? So to make things clear, there are three stories about Omer. The first one happens in the Torah. Min HaShamayim, private providence, next week's parasha is going to be Parashat Emor, where we speak about the festivals, and we speak about Shabbat, and Rosh Chodesh, and Pesach, and Shavuot, and Sukkot. In between Pesach and Shavuot, we're going to have a mitzvah, which is, I'll quote the verse in Hebrew and then I'll translate, which is, Usefartem lachem mimochorat ha-Shabbat, miyom haviyachem et omer ha-tnufa, sheva shabbatot temimot tiyena, ad mimochorat ha-Shabbat ha-shvi'it, tisperu chamishim yom. And you will count from the day after Shabbat, 7 weeks, and you will count 50 days. From here we have the count in days and in weeks, 7 weeks, 50 days. So we are mentioned days and are mentioned weeks. So we say today is the 15th day of the Omer, which is 2 weeks and 1 day. That's what we said last night, right? So therefore, right, we know that there is a mitzvah of counting, dafka counting. And it's in the Torah, 3,300 years ago. Okay? So there are two things. You are counting between Pesach and Shavuot. There is a big question which I'll finally, now it's speaking. Okay? There is, only now did it begin. So you will count. There is one mitzvah which we have in the parasha, meaning in the Torah, meaning around 3,300 years ago. There is another mitzvah that you have to bring on the second day of Pesach an offering of Omer, many, many opinions how much it is, could be 2.5 kilo more or less. We learn it from the man, Omer la Gulgolet. The verse says that everybody was getting an Omer per head. So Omer is a measurement of barley, and when we get to Shavuot, there is a new offering which is called Shte Halechem, the two breads, and that wheat. So if I would speak about the Omer, I would go deep into the subject that when we came out of Egypt, we were still a little bit with a slave mentality, and barley is more an animal food at the time. Today the fashion is health and everything. It's not the case anymore. Dark bread is more expensive. But at the time, barley was less refined. Kings had refined flour, white flour, okay? I remember buying very cheap flour and sifting it. And I had a cousin who bought very expensive flour, and I said, what's the difference? The challahs come out the same. And it's true, but when you touched it, it was like silk. Okay, so that's what they're talking about. On Pesach, we were still a little bit like slaves, and by the time we count those 49 days to the Torah, we are like human beings ready to receive the Torah. Okay, so this count. So we have one mitzvah, which is the count. We have another mitzvah, which is a preparation to Matan Torah. We'll talk about it. And we have another idea, which is bringing an offering on the second day of Pesach. There is a mitzvah, which somebody, I'm sure, is going to talk about. Once there was a shiur here on it, a class on it. It's the concept of chadash. Anybody from South Africa will be more aware. I don't know if there is anybody. That you're not allowed to eat from the new crop till you gave that offering, or today we don't have a Beit HaMikdash, till the time of the offering has come. I'm not going into this halachic issue, it's an interesting issue. Chadash, it's called, the new. It has to have gone through a Pesach, okay? So these two ideas are 3,300 years ago, yes. Because the seasons are upside down, and therefore there is really a problem. Here we don't so much have a problem. It has to have been sowed in the ground at a certain time, etc. In Russia, where sometimes things are so frozen that you can't put anything in the ground till, let's say, after Pesach, when it's an early Pesach, not this, you know, not on a year after two Adar. So then you are in a situation where you could have something which was sowed after Pesach, eaten before the next Pesach, it's Hadash. But I'm not going into it too much, but so beer could be the case sometimes, eh? But not bread usually, because you don't keep bread so long. That's why I said certain countries where the seasons are upside down know about the subject. But when you look at a Hersher, you'll always see Naki Michashash, Tevel, it means that Maaser wasn't taken, and Hadash. In America, you know, Chalav Yisrael, no Hadash. You always have. It could be pig, but God forbid. But no Hadash and Chalav Yisrael, right? So, Chas V'Shalom. But what I'm saying is, this is 3,300 years ago, nothing to do with sadness. It was a joy, an offering. 1,900 years ago, we have a new story. With the story of the students of Rabbi Akiva, and we'll have to analyze what's going on. Why is it so much more tragic than all the other things that happened at different times? So, but that's 1,900 years ago. It became a little bit a mourning period, a difficult period, but that's 1,900 years ago. We have a third story. A Talmid, a student of Rabbi Akiva, died on Lag BaOmer, the 33rd day of the Omer, and therefore that student, who was a Talmid of Rabbi Akiva, was permitted to reveal secrets of Torah, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, we'll speak in 1 minute about his life, and that led much later, especially it became in Eretz Israel and at the time of the Arizal, in the 1500s, the Arizal, Rabbi Yitzhak Luria, and his students, when Kabbalah was much more developed, but it had been revealed 1,900 years ago already at the time of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, it became a joyous time, okay? So that's just to make you realize that we are not only speaking about one subject, we're speaking about three different subjects. Now, we're going to look at the sources. They are in Hebrew, and I'll translate them. And we're going to discuss them because I wanted to focus on what I was asked to do, which is more the Lag BaOmer. On the Omer, we have the mitzvah of counting. We have the mitzvah of this offering. We have the beautiful idea that the first offering is barley. The second one is wheat. And we have one more idea which is so interesting, that the Pasuk in chapter 23 of Emor, next week's parasha, speaks about we have to begin counting the day after Shabbat, the night after Shabbat, which this year fitted perfectly because it was Friday night. But on a year that it's not the case, we do not count at all after Shabbat, meaning Motzei Shabbat. We count the day after Pesach. If Pesach is another day of the week, we count the second night. In Chutz Laaretz, the second Seder, and you have it in the Agadot, and in Eretz Israel, the first night of Chol HaMoed. Okay? So why would it be written Shabbat, Mimochorat HaShabbat? Sadducees, who did not take in account the oral law, Karaim, Karaites, later on in history, as well, count from Motzei Shabbat. So if Pesach is at the beginning of the week, they count 5-6 days later. What is the tragedy about it, besides that it's not the mitzvah? That Shavuot is the only festival that doesn't have a date in the Torah. It's 50 days after the counting, and therefore their Shavuot is totally a different date. And what comes from heavens about Shavuot is not there. It's like making Shabbat on a Wednesday. Chas v'shalom. So the question is, why would it be in the Torah like that you need the oral law to tell you that really Pesach is called Shabbat? If we have time, we'll talk about it. But that's Omer. Remind me at the end, 2 minutes. But now I would like to go to the sources, okay? To the sources that are very, very beautiful. I repeat, There is much more. The shiur could have been totally different, purely Kabbalistic, because Lag BaOmer is really a Kabbalistic day. But I want to first go to the sources. Okay? So the first source, source number one, comes from the Shulchan Aruch, and it says, Nohagim shelo lisa isha, there is a custom not to marry a woman, ben Pesach le'atzeret, between Pesach, Atzeret is one of the names of Shavuot, ad Lag BaOmer, but it says not the whole time, but till Lag BaOmer. It's one of the shitot. There are different shitot, Sfaradim, Ashkenazim, Hasidim, okay? It's one of the shitot. Mipnei, because, shebeoto zman, at that time, metu talmidei Rabbi Akiva. The students of Rabbi Akiva died. Aval, but, le'ares ulekadesh, to get engaged, and kadesh is the kiddushin, which is before, not going into it, but to get engaged, shafir dami is possible. V'nisuim nami, it's halachik, it's not to get married, but to get engaged. Mi shekafatz v'kanas en onshin oto. If you did get married, listen to how it was written at the beginning, nohagim. It's not a simple minag, it's a strong minag, but you don't punish somebody who did it. All this is after the Torah. Haga, whenever it says haga, it's the Rama. The Rama is Rav Moshe Iserles, a little bit after the Mechaber, who is the real Shulchan Aruch, who is Rav Yosef Karo, and a little bit later for the Ashkenazim, the Rama, who is buried in Krakow, is the one that added all kinds of differences in Minhagim for the Ashkenazim. Mihu Milag BaOmer ve'elach hakol shari. After Lag BaOmer, yes, okay? So this is just a halacha. Look at source bet. Nohagim, still halacha. We have the custom shelo lehistaper, not to cut one's hair ad Lag BaOmer. By men, it's a beard, and it's so interesting. I remember when men who were in business were getting absolutely permission to cut one's hair because it's nohagim only, because you could not present yourself with not having shaven even one day. Today it's a fashion suddenly in the non-Jewish world. You know, you're more masculine if you leave. You get married with a beard, not with not having shaven. You prove that you have a beard, right? So suddenly there is no shyness, there is no question. So strange how, if only we would have the courage to be ourselves, but you know, you had to sometimes do it. And why? Ad Lag BaOmer, she'omrim she'az pasku milamut, because at that time they stopped dying. Ve'en le'istaper ad yom lamed dalet baboker. So here is a very interesting idea. The reason why, we'll speak, you're supposed not to do it till the 34th day, because on the 33rd they still died. Ela im ken chal yom Lag BaOmer erev Shabbat, she'az mistaprim bo mipnei kavod ha-shabbat. You know, in a lot of halachot, if it's just Erev Shabbos, then you're allowed because it's more important to do it not after midday, after chatzot, when it's Erev Shabbat, so then you will be allowed. Uba medinot elu, you see, again, Haggah, that's the Rama. Uba medinot elu en nohagim kedvara, but there are other places where you don't do this way. Ela mistaprim beyom lag, you do cut your hair. It's an example, there are other things that you do cut your hair on Lag BaOmer. And then the interesting part, umarbim bo ktzat simcha, and you rejoice. Ve'en omrim bo tachanun, and halachik, that's a maharil, who was at the border between Rishonim and Acharonim, very, very end of Rishonim, perhaps beginning of Acharonim, he's just at that time. Okay, like the Maharal, etc. Okay, so according to the Mechaber, it's till Lamedalet Baboker, till the 34th in the morning, but according to the Rama, it's different. And now let's see what the Gaon Mivilna says about this. You should have yourself asked yourself a question. What is the question that we could ask? What kind of joy? You know, people stop dying. Ha! You know how many died? 24,000 people just died. So you say, phew, but you don't rejoice, right? So that's the Gaon. Source 3. Umarbim, that's where it says, Umarbim boktzat simcha, we rejoice a little bit. On Lag Baomer. כמו שכתוב בסוף תענית, שבו פסקו מתי מדבר. Okay? In the Gemara Ta'anit, they say that the people who every year in the 40 years of the desert died, the old generation, so that only the new generation should enter the land of Israel because of the golden calf and because of the spies. So as well, they stopped dying. When did they stop dying? Not on Lag Baomer. Not, they stopped dying on Tisha B'Av. But when were they sure that they really stopped? On Tu B'Av, on the 15th of Av, that's when it says that by then, every night, they thought, oh, we made a mistake in the count, we're going to die, those that were just 60 or whatever. And then they saw that they didn't die. By the 15th, they were sure by half of the month that they won't die anymore, okay? And there it says in the Mishnah, Amar Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel in the Mishnah says, Lo ya, you all know it, Lo hayu yamim tovim leYisrael, there were no good days for Israel, ke chamisha asar be'av, like the 15th of Av, and what the other day? What is it compared to? Exactly. And Yom Kippur. 15th of Av and Yom Kippur are very, very happy days. Guess why? Shebahem benot first he describes what it was on Tu B'Av. Shebahem benot Yerushalayim yotzot bichle lavan. Girls of Yerushalayim went out in the fields with vessels which are white. It means clothes. Clothes are sometimes called in the Gemara kelim, the kelim of a person, the vessels of a person, the clothes. Sheulim borrowed. You go to a Gemach. You don't take it. You take it from somebody else, not even your own. My dress was 25,000 shekel. No. Shelo levayesh et mi she'en lo. Not to put to shame the one that doesn't have. After lo, you should put a point. Kol hakelim teunim tvila, that's halacha, not important. Benot Yerushalayim yotzot, the benot Yerushalayim were going out. V'cholot bakramim, cholot it comes from machol, they would dance in the field. Uma hayu omrot. And what were they saying? Bachur, young man, sana enecha ure'e, ma ata borer lecha. Go and see who you choose. Al titenecha benoy, ten enecha bemishpacha. Don't put your eyes on beauty. Put your eyes on yichus, on good family. As it says in Mishle, sheker achen ve'evel ha'yofi, that beauty is just vain. Isha yirat Hashem, what's important is Isha yirat Hashem. Go to the next source, okay? What did I say? Say only the English? Should I read the Hebrew or not at all? I think yes, because I made it big and people, yeah. But I translate. If I forget to translate, you stop me. Okay? So now, this is the Mishnah. So now, the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, the same. Lo hayu yamim tovim leYisrael, there were no beautiful good days for Israel, ke chamisha asar be'av, like the 15th of Av, uke yom ha-kippurim, and like Yom Kippur. Okay? Bishel ma Yom Kippurim, when it's Yom Kippurim, I understand. Bishum de'it be'slicha u'mechila, because we are forgiven. Slicha. We are forgiven on Yom Kippurim. Yom shenitnu bo luchot acharonot. It was Hashem said, salachti kidvarecha, I have forgiven you like you asked me to. And he gave the second tablets on Yom Kippur, you remember. Shavuot, 40 days on Har Sinai. Came down on the 17th of Tammuz, which should have been a rejoicing day, but he broke the tablets, which is one of the reasons, not only the temple, why we mourn, why we fast. And then he went up again, and again he came down on There is a problem whether he came down a second time on Rosh Chodesh Elul or whether he was down altogether, but it's not important. 80 days, Yom Kippur, he had prayed and prayed and prayed, Moses, Moshe, and he gave the second tablets. And it was a proof that God had forgiven. El ha-chamisha asar be'av, the 15th of Av, Amar Rava Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. This one said in the name of that one. Yom shekalu bo mete midbar. It's not just the days that the girls went out to the fields and got married, but it's the days that the people in the desert of the 40th year, there was Hashem was nicer, quote, you know, and people stopped dying, and they became sure that people had stopped dying. Damar mar ad shelo kalu mete midbar lo haya dibur im Moshe. Until those 40, that 40th year where they stopped dying, Hashem had stopped speaking to Moshe after the sins. There were 38 years that in the desert that Hashem did not speak directly to Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe represents the whole of the people. There is a richuk, there is a further away of Hashem in the desert. It was very, very sad. Sheneemar, as it says, proves that he did speak now to Moshe. When all the people stopped dying, Anshe HaMilcha means men between 20 and 60. Vaydaber Hashem Elai, God spoke to me, Elai haya hadibur, that's Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay? So, again, what is the hidden question from this Mishnah and this Gemara? It's the fact that the end of the death is, whew, but it's not a simcha, it's not a joy, it's a tragedy. Okay, it's finished, you know, with the day that the war ends. Hashem should help, there should be no war. Hashem should help that nobody else should be a casualty. But the day it finishes, we're all saying, thank you, Hashem, thank you from all our heart. But we'll do tshuva, we'll do all kinds of things. We're not going to dance in the street in front of the people that lost their whole family. You understand it? That's a hidden question. Okay? And number 6 is going to answer us. So look with me to the Perush HaMishnah of the Rambam on this Ta'anit, on this same Gemara. Okay? Redescribing the girls. It's so funny. Une'ot shebahen hayu omrot. The beautiful girls would say to the boys, Sana enecha ure'e. Lift up your eyes and look. Ma ata borer lecha. What you choose. She'en isha ela leyofi. Because the main quality of a woman is her beauty. They were beautiful. They said, look how beautiful I am. Okay? Umeyuchasot shebahen. And those that had yichus, that had a good family, but didn't have something to show in her. Marit ayin means here, not marit ayin, but it means they were not specially beautiful. They would say, Al titen enecha benoi. Don't look at the beauty. Ela ten enecha b'mishpacha. In other words, he goes deeper into the Mishnah, the Gemara that we saw, which was short. Look at more at my, I come from a great family. She'en isha ela lebanim, meaning a woman is for children, which doesn't mean just she's just for children, but it means you'll have better children if I come from a good family. Okay? Ubacharu yom chamisha asar be'av. Why was this whole thing happening on the 15th of Av? Lefi shebo paska ha-magefa mimete midbar. In other words, the Rambam makes a connection between the death of the people of the desert, which has chosen the stop of it, to be the 15th of Av, where the girls got shiduchim. Okay, what's the connection? Beshana acharona min arba'im, on the 40th day of the desert. Lefi shaya hamavet mitrabe bahem kol tisha be'av. Every tisha be'av, so many people would die. Ubashana ha'acharona pasak, the last year it stopped. V'nisharu metzapim, and they remained hoping that it's the end, but not being sure. Letzapot, tzipia, they were hoping it's the end, but they were not sure. At chatzi achodesh, till half of the month. ואז בטח ליבם, then they became sure, their heart became sure, והבינו שכבר, and here is the important part, שכבר בא הרצון ונגמר החרון. זה רצון השם, we say in 18, רוצה השם, השם please, we want you to want us, we want closeness. ונגמר החרון, and the anger of השם, of course we have to understand the word anger by השם, but the anger of Hashem is finished, because if the punishment is finished, then there is a reason to rejoice. Not because, you know, it stops just dying, but what it represents. V'nistalek mehem, and it stopped from him. Lekach asu oto me'az yom simcha. According to the Rambam, the joy is because it's a proof that Hashem is calmed down, as if. Is it clear? Okay? Zechen, the ratzon of Hashem, the good of HaKadosh Baruch Hu can flow again because a punishment is a tikkun. It's not a revenge by Hashem. It's a tikkun. It's the tool for a kapara. You have all those big rabbis that said, you know, I don't mind suffering a little bit because suffering is a kapara. It will cleanse me. Okay? So the end of the onesh, of the punishment, shows that Hashem forgave them totally, and now can come back the good ratzon of Hashem, and therefore it's a little bit a Yom Simcha. Okay? And in the same way, Hashem will re-speak to Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu represents the whole of Klal Yisrael, so it's a coming back of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? And here, there is another example where even in the world we see this, a very sad story that happened, the number 7, where I brought a pasuk in Parashat Pinchas, which is Pinchas ben Eleazar ben Aaron HaKohen, Heshiv et Chamati me'al bnei Israel. He calmed down, Chama is the anger, he stopped the anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem did not destroy the whole of Klal Israel. There was a magefa, an epidemic. Usually it's a translation. Here it's a very sad story. He killed Cosby and Zimri, and there was a magefa. And when Pinchas did what he did, it stopped the magefa. But look at the language. Heshiv et chamati. He calmed down HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The punishment stopped. And exactly the same word, because a punishment is not a revenge, but it's a tikkun, okay, for all the bad that has been done. And then we have the source 8, right? That's in Yevamot. Shne Masar, now we get to Rabbi Akiva. You're with me? You have a question? You have a question? Charon, chamati, anger. Yeah, no, it's not exactly the same word, but it's the same expression, the expression that he brought back, he stopped my charon, the charon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? So now we have a connection between, I just showed you in parentheses the story of Pinchas to prove you the word, but what I showed you, which is interesting, is that the joy, already a little bit, the joy of the Rambam, of the 15th of Av, and they connect the 15th of Av with Rabbi Akiva. Now let's see Talmud Bavli, Yevamot, source 8. Amru, 12,000 zugim talmidim hayu lo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva had 12 couples, 12 chavruses. It means 24,000 students. Migvat ve'ant antiparas, it's places. From here to there, you know, from Yerushalayim till Be'er Sheva, okay? V'kulan metu b'perek echad. They all died at the same time, not the same minute, but in the same period of time. Mipnei shelo nahagu kavod zelazeh. We have to be very careful. We have to be very careful when we speak about they did not give kavod to each other. It does not mean they didn't say hello, they didn't say thank you. We are talking about very high people, but we are going in a minute to talk about it. V'haya ha'olam shamem, And the world was desolate. What kind of desolation? Shenishtakra Torah. Desolate of Torah, not desolate of everything, okay? Rashi says it means desolate of Torah. If Europe, Poland after World War II, desolate. One had to re-begin. Rav Aaron Kotler in America, all the people that managed to be saved through England in Europe. England was England because England, because Rav Eliyahu Lopian, because Rav Gurvich, and all those great people came and they recreated Torah, but from scratch, okay? At Sheba, and then after what happened, Rabbi Akiva is such a dear personality. What happened to Rabbi Akiva? He said Shiva on 24,000. You know, he began at a late age. He finally had all those students. He finally had all these things. And then they all died. Right? He said Shiva. And he began again. We ask ourselves, what is the strength of those people after the Holocaust, right? After the Khurban of Europe, that managed to rebegin, the Rabbi Miklausenburg, the this, the that. Something unbelievable. At Sheba Rabbi Akiva etzel Rabotenu Sheba Darom, he went to Rabotenu in the south, the Shin Alahem, and he taught them. Who were they? Rabbi Meir, the famous Rabbi Meir, the husband of Bruria, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, that's Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Rabbi Lezer ben Shamua. Hemidu Torah Otasha. They brought back Torah to the world. It just shows you that it's not quantity. We're not loved because of our biggest nation. Ki atem ha-me'at mikol ha'amim. You're the smallest of all nations. And look how I love you. Sometimes very painfully, but we know that he loves us. Tana kulam metu mi-Pesach ad Atzeret. They all died between Pesach and Shavuos. And the date is mentioned between Pesach and Shavuos. Why specifically at that time? Okay, now we can even connect it a little bit with the first introduction that I gave on Omer altogether. It's between Pesach that they came out of Egypt and the receiving the Torah. Okay? Okay. Nine. Yativ Rabbi Tarfon. This is a frightening one. Yativ Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon is sitting. The kakash yale, and has a question, a real question. Amar lefanav Yehuda bar Nechemia, and there is a whole story that Yehuda ben Nechemia knew the answer. He knew the answer, and he gave him the answer. Shatak Rabbi Tarfon. It was a very good answer, and Rabbi Tarfon kept quiet, meaning he accepted it. Okay? He accepted the answer of his Talmid, of his student. Tzahavu panav. Savu Panav, Rashi says, he got very happy. Who? The Talmid. Right? In other words, the Talmid gives an answer to a real question, like I got him, right? You understand? Okay, Samach. Savu Panav, like, not he became yellow, but he became light. He became like the sun, light, okay? Shel Rabbi Yehuda ben Nechemia. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva. Yehuda. Tzavu panecha shehishavta et zaken. You get happy because you had an answer to the zaken. Is not just old, but your teacher, etc. Timhani im tarich yamin. I wonder whether you live a long life. No curse, nothing. I wonder whether you live a long life. Amar Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Ilai, another one. Oto haperek paras ha-pesach haya. כשעליתי לעצרת, שאלתי אחריו, יהודה בן נחמיה איכן הוא, אמרו לי נפטר והלך לו. So, רבי עקיבא came a little bit later and said, where is he? Oh no, he's not alive anymore. Meaning, this is a level that was demanded from those people, שלא נהגו כבוד זה לזה, do you understand? I mean, who wouldn't be happy that she has an answer for a teacher? That she's stronger than our teacher for a moment. He didn't say anything. He had a smirk, he had something. He didn't love it. He was a little bit too happy to get the answer to his teacher. A lack in the humility, a lack of between man and man, something of Kavod HaTorah, you understand? Unbelievable, huh? We're talking about very big people. But the question is on this ninth one, a question of Rav Aaron Kotler in a book called Mishnat Rabbi Aaron. Why does the Gemara give us the details of the time when this story happens? The story says, it says in the Gemara, that it was between Pesach and Shavuot. Rabbi Akiva says it around Pesach and asks what happened to him on Shavuot. Why the detail? The Gemara is words of God. I mean, why the details, okay? Because a lack of Kavod HaTorah. He says it in five pages. But Rav Aaron Kotler says a lack of Kavod HaTorah is missing the point of the preparation to Matan Torah. Shavuot is Matan Torah, is the giving of the Torah. The Torah is only a book. The Torah, the pages don't hit you, they don't punish you. If you don't have the honor to Talmidei Chachamim and the realization of the seriousness of what is Matan Torah, the whole thing is not worth it. Now I a little bit understand why those people that had to be the continuation of tradition for Klal Yisrael after the Churban Bayit Sheni, after the destruction of the Second Temple, once they don't have it fully, the idea that they died is the idea that no point. If I give over everything to the wrong person, so it won't go over properly. It has to be perfect at least at the beginning. If my eyebrow is bigger on the right side than the left side, who cares? I won't be Miss America. But if a chromosome is not perfect, oy vavoy, what comes out? Do you understand what I'm saying? It's before Matan Torah, and every year it's before Matan Torah. You understand? You begin understanding, okay? So now I found something unbelievable. There was a very big tzaddik, a big, big Talmid Chacham, by the way, a big Kabbalist. He passed away. He lived in Bnei Brak. He knew the Chazon Ish. He knew all this. In the 20th century, Rabbi Weintraub, Rabbi Eli Weintraub, Eliezer Weintraub. And he was American originally. And he as well took very seriously, you know, when autistic children, they write things as if they are very interesting. He has a book, Besod Yesharim. And he puts everything together. Look, he says, I skip the beginning, it's just a source. De Beyom Lag Ba'Omer Osim Ktzat Simcha. On Lag Ba'Omer, it's a different idea than just, you know, Lag Ba'Omer, the first day. I have a whole book from Chabad, a beautiful book at home, with the seven spheres, sfirot, and every day of the sphere, you know, Gvura Shebe Gvura, Gvura Shebe Chesed, what you should work on every day, it's absolutely true. It's a time when we have to work on two parallel things, which is so interesting. Ben Adam la Chavero, between man and man, be twice as careful as usually not to hurt another person, but as well, take yourself seriously for Kavod HaTorah and Talmidei Chachamim, because it's before, it's a preparation to Matan Torah. It's as well the preparation between Pesach, mentality of slave, barley, and Shavuot, where we become a mensch. But how do we become a mensch, a human being, with those two ideas? So it's both. It's very interesting. But let's read what he says. Osim ktzat simcha. Why do we make simcha, we asked, since they died? Okay, they stopped dying. And he says, he brings a gra. And again, who says, ou perusho, second line, de sham mevoir be mishnah, de en lecha yamim tovim leYisrael, ki yom ha-kippurim ve tu be'av, the connection between Yom Kippur and tu be'av with Lag Ba'Omer, ve abru, de tu be'av hu mishum de az huvrar lahem de kaltak zera mete midbar, tu be'av, the simcha is not just the shiduchim, but the shiduchim are on that day because years and years before, the dead of the midbar, of the desert, stopped dying, okay? So you're following me, eh? We have all this, okay? V'yesh le'ayin, she'are nigmera mitat kol dor de yotze Mitzrayim. Let's analyze. Stop of the death of the first generation that came out of Egypt. Why should it be joyful? Ella, because it says, line after, Shekatav, Shehirgishu az hasarat hakas, because the people of the desert understood, felt the hasarat hakas, that the kas, that the anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes away, the hachzarat haratzon, that Hashem wants us close to him again, al ken asahu oto simcha, that's why it became a day of joy. Al pi ze yuvan kan, dehine hatzarich leamtin ad lag b'omer b'boker, le'inyan heter giluach. Why do we have to wait till Lag BaOmer BaBoker to be allowed to shave and all these things? Mishum de gamben Lag metu. On Lag BaOmer they died as well. Al ken yesh nihu gadayin al miksat hayom hu kekulo. If people still died on Lag BaOmer itself, the 33rd day, we shouldn't shave. But there is a halacha, you know, the seventh day of Shiva, we get up in the morning because a little bit of the day is like the whole of the day. There are all kinds of such halachot. Miktzat yom kekulo. A bit of the day is like the whole day. Okay? Umikol makom haya gam hefsek mitatan az. They stopped dying on that day. So a little bit of the day is like further than the day. Ve'alken hagam de kulam metu. Even though they all had died. Mikol makom hurgashkan. There was a feeling that yom ze haya hasarat hakas, Hashem stopped being angry at us. Shenolad mi bitul kavod haTorah, that anger of Hashem had been from a lack of kavod haTorah. Ve'achzarat haratzon lahem, and now Hashem is wanting us again. Zehu sibat asot k'tzat simcha. That's why it says, and one makes a little bit of simcha on that day. Ve'hine beYevamot, another Gemara, amru de'al yedem mitatam haya haolam shalem. He jumps to the story of Rabbi Akiva's students, not of the dead of the desert, but same story. The world was desolate, meaning of Torah. Perush mamat gilui haTorah. Not just desolate of Torah, but newness about Torah. To work on Torah, to reveal more Torah, disappeared. But when they realized that Hashem had stopped being angry and was again Ratzon wanting us, the Gilui HaTorah, the revelation of more Torah, because once there was Matan Torah, but every year, and at the time of Rabbi Akiva as well, there was again more revelation of Torah. V'zehu ha-meyuchad de-yom Lag BaOmer, and this is the essence, according to Pshat, not according to Kabbalah, of Torah. But then it says, V'chen amar Rabbi Shimon le-talmidav. Now I link it with Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Banai, shanu midotai, shemidotai trumot mitrumot midotav shel Rabbi Akiva. I am the continuation of Rabbi Akiva, you should know. I am like the truma. I only am a little bit more, yoter mi'echad mi'mea, we say when we take maaser. It's very little. It's a hundredth, a little bit more than a hundredth. But the Truma is the chosen one. I am the closest of the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. He was the most chosen of the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. And then, yeah, the Rav Menachem Mendel Mishklov, that's 12, says, Beshem Hagaon Mivilna, okay, he was the Talmid of the Gaon Mivilna. The Ikar Hadvekut Yadua de Hurak BaTorah. The closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through Torah. Al Ken Heyot Shebiyom Ptirato Magia Tzadik Al Pisgat. There is a mistake. It should be a Gimel. Pisgat. Like the top of a mountain. Ma'alato. A very big Talmid Chacham, on the day of his death, he gets the most clarity and the most Giluyim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what happened to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, on the day of his death, not only was allowed to reveal to his student, and that's why he told them, be happy and not sad on my death, because today I have been allowed to reveal to you all the secrets of Torah. That's why we go to Meron and we go to the Kever of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and all this has been developed along the years. Al ken azacha legilui oto tochen de nafsho pnima. Because the pnimiut haTorah, the depths of Torah, that's why it's the Zohar that came out at that time, which is as well again only the Torah. It's Torah Shebe'al Peh, the same time as the Gemara, Mishnah and Gemara. He's still a Mishnah, he's a Tana, he's not an Amora. He's a Tana, a rabbi of the time of the Mishnah. But he's revealed the pnimiut haTorah, the tochen kol hadivrei Torah, ובירור כל סוד הייחוד המסתתר מאחורי מחיצות העולם. The secret of the creation of the world and all these things, you know, like Sefer HaYetzirah and all these things, that's Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So it's not by chance either that Hashem made that the day of his death is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, is on Lag BaOmer. And when a Talmid Chacham is mistalek, disappears, there is that's why it's compared to the breaking of the luchot, the histalkut, the destruction of the death of a big Talmid Chacham. It's called shikrat haTorah. Why? Because of lack of kavod haTorah. The end of the gzera, the end of the decree, is again gilui haTorah. You see how we fall back on our feet? Is revelation of Torah. And this is a new concept which brings us to the death of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. He was the best Talmid of Rabbi Akiva, from all of them. The day of his death, there was more clarity of Torah, higher madriga, pisgat ma'alato, it was like Ba'omer. And it's interesting because Lag is Gimel and Lamed. And Gilui is the same letters as well. The revelation of Torah. Lag BaOmer, which is 30 and 3. Lag BaOmer is letters Gimel and Lamed. Gal, the Pasuk in the 119th Pasuk of 3 minutes. Of the Pasuk in Tehillim, Kuf Yutet, 119. Gal enai v'abita niflaot mitoratecha. Gal enai, gilui, open my eyes and I will see the greatness. Gilui, gal, lag, lag ba'omer, Chazal say. Gal is as well, gmilut chasadim, this is between man and man, and lamed, which is limud. With both you get gilui haTorah, you understand? We connected the end of the death of the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva with the Yom HaZikaron, the Hilula, the Yortzeit of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who was Megale Torah, right? And that's the connection between the death of the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva that stops and Rabbi Shimon. But it's all, if you think about it, the Shiduchim of Tu Be'av are as well the same idea, because I just want to say one thing. In the second chapter of Pirkei Avot, Mishnah 13, Rabbi Eliezer ben Arach, all the Talmidim were asked what's the best Midah, and he said Lev Tov. Lev is 32, Tov is 17. Together it's 49. That's the 49 days we count. The preparation to Torah is with those 49 days. That's Lev and Tov together, right? Lag is the beginning of Tov. Not just Lev, but Tov, right? Lev you need because if you don't have a Lev, if you don't have a heart, you don't feel things. Tov is better. And it's very interesting. When you look two Mishnayot before in Pirkei Avot, it's fascinating. The same Rabbi Eliezer ben Arach, he was asking, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was asking all his students, what's the best, to be deep or to be this or to know everything, like a well that doesn't lose a drop, but this Rabbi Eleazar ben Arach, it's Mayan HaMitzgaber. a source that constantly renews itself. That's Gilui HaTorah. When you learn all the time, you get to more knowledge, to deeper knowledge. So Kavod HaTorah, Lev Tov, which is Midot, all these things are hachana, to are preparation to Kabbalat HaTorah. And that's the depth of the day of Lag BaOmer, which is such an important thing, not just to do tours and tiulim and everything, but to take upon oneself to want to be close to Hashem through Torah. It's very beautiful. Okay?